11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, and I want to thank the guys again from the Marshall County Refuse and Recycling Center for coming by, and especially thank them for bringing by some donuts.
So, ooh, Alina, yummy.
We'll share one with you.
Okay, they brought us a bunch of them. I'll take one for the road.
How are things going in tourism?
It's good. It's good. Fishing has been great this past spring. I think if anybody is on social media, Facebook, you know, hopefully you've seen some of the pictures of the crappie that are being caught over the last couple of months. And, you know, it's tournament season for bass fishing right now. We've got several tournaments. Last month we hosted the Major League Fishing's Toyota Series. And it was a very successful event. And then this weekend we actually are hosting the Tackle Warehouse Circuit.
Yeah, so, tell us about that.
This event is one step below their pro tour. So it is the pros that come and fish the Tackle Warehouse Circuit. We were very excited. Normally, to host a tournament like this, it falls kind of outside of our realm of financial possibility. It's quite an expense to host this tournament, the host fee, but thanks to our legislator, we got some ARPA money a couple years ago. We were able to thank you to you for helping make this event possible. So we were able to apply for a grant through the state and the Kentucky Department of Tourism to bring this tournament to back to Kentucky Lake. So we haven't hosted, the last time we hosted a major was in May of 2018. So that was when it was before the FLW Major League Fishing merger. So it was the FLW Tour at that time. And so, you know, we have not hosted a major event since May of 2018. So it's, you know, it's been a long time, and we're very excited to now be able to have Major League Fishing, you know, along with what used to be FLW, kind of to bring this tournament back. And so it's going to be 3 days of really great fishing. They kick off Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. So they will do live weigh-ins. This is a televised event. So you can either watch it either online or on TV, or you can either, if you're local, you can come in person. We'll have bleachers set up and chairs, and so you'll be able to kind of watch the anglers and see their catches. And we've had good catches lately, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Hope the weather will be okay. I know the chance of rain
increase. Yeah.
But I know they're used to it though.
They got to prepare for all kinds of weather. Mm-hmm. So, and I ran to Walmart. My kids wanted a lasagna for dinner last night, so I ran to Walmart real quick to get stuff. And I saw a couple of boats, you know, and so we know they're here. We know they're pre-fishing. That's what we love about fishing tournaments is it has such a great economic impact to our local community, because these guys, you know, they want to be here to what we call pre-fish. And so they're here for multiple days, sometimes maybe a week even in advance of a tournament, depending on the size of the tournament, scale of the tournament, you know, and they're buying groceries and they're filling up at gas stations and they're eating at restaurants and they're staying in our lodging options, our hotels and our resorts and our short-term rentals. And so they just, fishing tournaments have a great economic impact for the local community. Well, so we're excited.
Also the other fishermen around the world that watch them doing the weigh-ins and talk about fishing here, then they come.
You're exactly right. That's the other big the big bonus is the word of mouth. So once you start seeing these tournaments come back, and once you know, the anglers are here and they're fishing, you know, they tell their buddies, and you know, hey, Kentucky Lakes, it's looking good, you know, it's coming back, and it's worth a visit. And so we definitely felt that shift in conversation this past year at boat show season. You know, it's the conversation is certainly, you know, I need to try to come back, or I need to start coming back, or I need to give it another try. So Kentucky Lake is, you know, it's on the rebound, which is good.
Exactly. Well, again, Elena Blevins visiting with us from the Kentucky Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau, and always appreciate getting updates on the tourism season. Of course, it'll be kicking off, I guess it's pretty much year round.
I mean, we've sort of kicked off what we call spring fishing, you know, spring season. But, you know, our traditional season is Memorial Day to Labor Day. So I'm hoping to see an uptick in travel. I'm not going to lie, travel is a bit rocky right now. You know, there's a lot of outliers, a lot of things at play, the economy, and we've just noticed that people are taking a shorter window to plan travel. I was actually on a webinar the other day, and it's becoming more and more and more common for people to plan just a very spontaneous sort of like, okay, we're free next weekend, let's go somewhere. So they're not taking, you know, long week-long trips. They're taking very short weekend type stays, and they're choosing to do them very sort of spontaneously or very kind of last minute. And so travel is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how it kind of plays out. But I would say as long as our weather is good and, you know, we continue to kind of hold to what we know and what we do best, which is summer boating and outdoor recreation, I think we'll be okay.
Yep. And of course the eclipse, that always.
Yes, that was fun. So we gave out lots of glasses that the day of. I think people didn't quite realize, oh yeah, even if we're not in totality, we still can like see it. Sure. And you have to have glasses. So I think we gave out about 750 pairs of glasses in about 3 hours. Yeah, it was nuts.
Cindy got us some glasses. So we had some. Yeah. We sent them to Happy Z's. He's sending them to South America.
Okay. So, very nice.
So
yeah.
People will continue to use the glasses.
That's awesome.
But the tournament is this weekend, starts on Friday, and then we'll go Saturday
and Sunday. Sunday. Yep. Okay. I don't have the exact schedule with me. But I usually know they're on the other. They have to come off the water usually sometime between 2 and 3 o'clock. So I would be looking, and I'm sure you can get on Major League Fishing's website, and they have the schedule posted. Okay. But weigh-in would probably be somewhere in that 2 to 4 p.m. time frame.
Any local guys in it?
Actually, Jake Lawrence, who won the Toyota series last month, that was his invitation to the Tackle Warehouse. So that is actually going to be really fun to watch. The guy who has won the Toyota series the last couple of years on Kentucky Lake, he's from Tennessee, we'll be excited to watch him at this event.
All right. Oh, somebody gave us a reminder, which is very true. The marinas are always looking for good help.
Yep. So that is that's a great point. Whoever just made this call, thank you. So the one other thing about tourism season is, you know, it does require a lot of seasonal help. So if you've got college students, high school students, young adults, I mean, really anyone, a lot of your marinas, a lot of your resorts, a lot of your restaurants are going to be looking for additional part-time seasonal help, whether it's, you know, working in the marina or as a waiter, server, bartender, even they'll need house cleaners. So it's a great way if you've got time in that May to July, you know, through May to the end of July to make some extra cash.
Usually fun jobs too.
Yeah. You know, and you get to be out and kind of on the water, at least near the water. So, I would certainly be checking sort of your local resorts, their Facebook pages and social media pages, because I'm sure they'll be posting on there if they need help or not. So whoever made that call, thank you.
Yeah. And when anyone has questions, they can look at your website or give your office a call. But you keep the Facebook and website updated pretty good.
We try to, yeah. So visit kylake.com is kind of where you can go get general information about Kentucky Lake. We have a new feature on there. So if you are planning an event, that's one thing. We have so many different marketing campaigns kind of going on that we're part of across the state that we really sort of this year had to take a step back from event planning. So our office is certainly open to sponsoring events and to help marketing events, but we can't coordinate or plan events this year like we have the last 2 years or so. But there's a feature if you go to our events calendar where you can actually submit your event. So if you have an event that you think visitors would enjoy and can attend, please fill out that form so we can get that uploaded to our site. And then, you know, feel free to reach out and call if there's any way we can help market it. We'd be looking to that.
On Carroll Street.
Yep, 93 Carroll Road. So right next, we're right off, we were right next door to Off the Hoof, but it's closed, unfortunately. It's kind of a bummer. I know. So, yeah, if anybody, a local entrepreneur is looking, we got a spot next door. We're good neighbors, I promise.
Be good customers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Elena, thank you so much. So, again, you can go to Major League Fishing and keep up with the weigh-ins.
And the weigh-in,
or just go out there in person if you like.
Yes, please do.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So, Elena Blevins with Kentucky Lake Visitors and Convention Bureau, and appreciate the visit. Also, Tim and Jeremy with the Marshall County Refuge Center. And again, April 20th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's spring cleanup day here in the county, and you can bring all kinds of items out to the transfer station out there on 830, or the main station on 835 Benton Bryantsburg Road, and up to 10 tires per household. And passenger tires are small tires only, no rims, and they will check your IDs just to make sure you're a Marshall County resident. So if you have any questions, you can give them a call, but put that on your calendar on April the 20th. It is 9 o'clock, and Greg, we'll send it back to you. Thanks for listening. WCBL AM FM Benton, Grand Rivers.